So here I just want to take a few minutes to wrap this section of the course up. It's just the introduction section, we're pretty much just getting started. But here's the thing, all right? Coaching people effectively in life isn't just a process that we can follow. It's not like there's just a couple of steps or a few techniques we can take. We really want to grasp and develop a good understanding of our own psyche, all right? And how it is that we arrive at the assumptions and understandings that we do in life. I want to leave you with this one major idea, especially in section one, and this is that we respond more to our perception of reality than what we do towards reality itself. I mean, so we're talking about coaching people in life here, all right? And if we were to relate life to being kind of like a mountain, all right? We're all kind of climbing, aren't we? We're all on our journey in life. Could you imagine going and tackling climbing a mountain like this with a friend? So you start climbing up one side of the mountain, your friend starts climbing up the other side of the mountain, and then you have these little transistor radios, and you radio across to your friend, and you say to him or her, "So tell me, Jimbo, what do you see over there?" Right, now what you're looking at directly in front of you is some woodlands, and you're looking at some trees, perhaps a little running stream, things like that. But then your friend at the other side of the mountain, they're looking at a sheer rock face. So they're telling you all about the nooks and the crannies and the rock face and all the shrubbery that's growing out of the rocks. And then you say to them, "No, I can't see that. That's not what I see. I'm looking at all these trees and a little stream and all this kind of stuff. You're wrong, Jimbo. You're wrong because I can't see what you see." Well, to be honest with you, all right, joking aside, this is how many people relate to each other in life, right? Because we can't see things from other people's perspectives, we tell them that they're wrong, we dismiss people, we reject people, and people end up getting hurt. And it's when people get hurt in life, they end up holding back, and it's this holding back that really prevents people from fulfilling their fullest potential, really giving voice to what's in them, and ultimately just getting out there and being true to who they are, right? No one likes being rejected in life. And what I'm gonna boldly suggest at this stage of the course is that the greatest fear that most people have in life is failing or being rejected. And if you think about it, if we are rejected by people, this is because we have failed in being an effective human being. So it's important that as coaches, our goal is not to have an opinion about what other people may or may not be seeing. It's about understanding the lens through which other people are looking at their lives and their events and their circumstances, their relationships, their finances, their career, their education, their goals, their future vision, and so on and so forth. Because how people perceive all of these things is ultimately going to determine how ready and willing they are to get out there and start taking some action steps. So understanding this becomes way, 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 way before setting and defining any goals or action steps that are to ultimately be taken. So I could go through all of this again, but I'm pretty certain you're going to really have this by now. We often confuse our perception of reality with reality itself. And what's true for us is certainly true for our clients. Perception is the lens through which we view our reality. And here's the thing, our reality is always going to be real and true for us. Other people's reality is going to be real and true for them. It's only when we start comparing notes that we start to see the bigger picture. And this is why we all need someone to guide us on some level in life. No person is ever gonna reach their optimum effectiveness by just going it alone and being a one-man band or a one-woman band. Our thoughts and feelings seem real to us, so we conclude that they must be true. And this is why some people will define themselves by their feelings. This is why the world of psychiatry and psychology still exists. All right, psychologists and various therapists have diaries full of waiting lists of people waiting to be seen and fixed. People define themselves by how they feel. And whilst emotions are real things, all right, I'm going to suggest the greatest problem that we ever have in life is just simply how we feel sometimes. We mentioned this right back at the start of this section of the course. When people feel happy, when they feel content, when they feel fulfilled, when they feel like they're advancing and moving forward and making progress, they don't have a problem. But when people feel confused, bewildered, a little bit stressed, a little bit fearful, anxious, angry, or visionless or purposeless or any of these things, that's when people have problems. All right, we've got to understand the fact and the truth of the matter is people aren't all those things. It's just how they feel. All right, so when we can lead people into greater depths of insight into what's actually true for them, then we can lead people into a greater degree of personal liberation and freedom to pursue those things they actually want to pursue in life. How we view things is one of 6.7 billion different ways of looking at things and looking at life. All right, if we want to become wise in life, we want to learn how to look at life through other people's perspective, because it's then and only then that we become effective at actually understanding people. All right, it's not that we need to understand all people, but we need to understand the process that we need to go through to understand people, if you're with me. So I'm going to share with you a whole lot of ideas and processes throughout the next couple of sections that are really going to help you to do this well. If we need to change how we feel about something, anything, someone, a relationship, a circumstance, a situation, if we are feeling angry towards someone right now, if we are feeling scared about something right now, if we are feeling sad about something or someone, or a relationship that we have right now, all we ever simply need to do is look at the event, look at the relationship, look at the situation or the circumstance from a perspective that simply differs from our own. Right, sometimes the greatest breakthrough sessions that I've ever delivered, just simply having a conversation where I lead a person through the process of looking at their current life, their current circumstances from an alternative perspective. All right, sometimes coaching people in life doesn't have to be any more complex than this. But listen, my friends, this is us just getting started. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far, and it is a bit of a journey. Over the next couple of sections, we're going to start hiking up towards the peak, all right, understanding the primary, the main reasons why people don't pursue the things they want to pursue in life, why people never ever reach that place in life where they want to get. Because if we understand the core reasons why people don't do the things they do in life, then we're going to pretty much have the answers that people are looking for, and we're going to serve them as being some pretty effective coaches. So I hope you found this section interesting, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next.